Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. This is Coach Chanel Budd, and I am here on the Selfless Love Lessons Talk Show. This morning, bringing you the topic of family and how to handle life issues. I am going to start with piggybacking off of last Saturday's show in regards to mental health and why today's topic is so important to me. And I'm sure you all will find some information or insight out of this show this morning. It's been weighing heavy on me lately in regards to everything that is happening in the world and how important it is to have family. And family does not have to always mean it's your biological family, but just family of, the circle of people that you find yourself around on a daily basis, or even, you know, you stay in contact with and things like that. We are all connected and we are all family. And so today I just want to touch on one of the Bible verses I'm going to touch on today is Proverbs 17:17. And basically it reads, "A friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for a time of adversity." And so that is leading me to today's show in regards to how we, you know, see each other, see our families, and see those when they are in need. And breaking down some of these barriers in our lives where we feel stuck and not having support or seeing a loved one hurting and not knowing how to, you know, encourage them or help them, and seeing, like, warning signs, you know, because a lot of times we do give off warning signs when something isn't going right in our lives, even though we're smiling. And so, you know, sometimes you have to take them the extra step further to actually embrace someone that you're seeing that may not, you know, really honestly be feeling okay inside, even though they have a smile on their face or they've told you information about what's going on in their lives and, you know, you're not really being empathetic or having that listening ear that they really need. And sometimes we miss warning signs. We miss signs of cry outs for help. And this is one of the, you know, key contributors to a lot of the people that are out here harming themselves and harming other people. So I really wanted to emphasize today the importance of, you know, taking the extra time out to really hear someone. And if there's something that you're not able to do, you know, try to start looking into, like, some of the resources that are in your communities and in your different states that can you can give information to that person if you're not able to help them. And that's important too, as far as, like, you know, how do we find balance in these situations? And you know, especially when you have a good heart, when you're a good-hearted person, and you know that you can't help everybody, even sometimes when it's family, if they're difficult, you know, and they don't want help for themselves, it really, you know, puts a strain on the relationship with that family member because they're not open to receive, you know, and they're not listening to you, but they definitely need the help. So that's why I wanted to communicate with you all this morning to see if there was anything that you wanted to ask me or, you know, what we needed to discuss further in regards to this issue that we're having today. There are some good balanced families out there, and when you look at them, it kind of makes you look at your family like, okay, you know, why aren't we here? And sometimes we can perceive that other family is balanced and they look healthy and good, but you don't know what happens behind closed doors. So those are the topics that I wanted to discuss, really. And then family is a partnership. Family is just like any other you know, networking and partnerships and things like that. Family is the structure. That's why God created us to have families. And there's so many different talented and gifted people within families that really, if we could work together, you know, and build healthier relationships and things like that and be able to take positive criticism, you know, to help build one another, we would be dynamite if we can just work together in that way. And so that's really what I wanted to discuss this morning. I'm going to go ahead and just look into reading a few more of the information that really felt, you know, near and dear to my heart in relations to biblical practices. And so I am going to read to you all another chapter that I've seen and another verse that I had seen. And this is all in regards to the Lord and you know, going to the Word when you're feeling heavy burden and things like that, or you feel, you know, hopeless or nobody's there for you to support or encourage you. You can actually go, and this is for people who have, you know, who have biblical practices. Not everybody knows how to pray to God. Not everybody, you know, wants to pray to God. There are some people who actually even blame God for some of their afflictions and burdens. And so, you know, I'm here to break that type of mindset, that type of feeling that you may be having, because, you know, at the end of the day, the only spirit that we can actually know has our back and can be trusted is the Lord through the Holy Spirit. So one of the verses is Psalms 147:3, and then it states, "He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds." And this is true. What you believe, you know, when it comes to speaking over yourself and having positive, you know, outcomes and things like that, is to believe, is to have faith that, first of all, you're not alone. Secondly, you know, there is a Lord who created us all. And thirdly, there is an adversary. There's an adversary that is here on this earth right now in spirit that is, you know, tormenting those who don't really have that true, strong relationship with the Lord. And you can say that you're a Christian, but we're really not even speaking on religion per se, because for me, I am not religious. I just have a relationship with the Lord. And I believe that Jesus Christ died for my sins, our sins. But as far as, you know, anything else pertaining to religion, that's where a lot of people, you know, fall short or don't even want to believe. And so that's my thing would be for people who don't know the Lord, you know, to have that talk open, like you're having a talk with your best friend, you know, or somebody that you trust. Have that talk, you know, because he wants us to come to him and say what it is that we feel, you know, how how can he help us get through this. There's a lot of people who are grieving through loss, you know, people who have lost their loved ones and things like that. And so I pray for everybody who's in that situation right now that you will find peace and comfort. There's a lot of people who are dealing with trauma. You know, mental illness is running rapid, and a lot of it is because, you know, of the stresses of this world, and sometimes it's chemical imbalances and things like that. So there's all different reasons. But for the most part, you know, just trusting and trying to do healthier things for yourself can help ease some of this. But having family support and having references and resources and things like that, they also help as well. So I would encourage everybody at this time to just start thinking about different ways that you can go about, you know, assisting someone in need. And it does not have to be financially. It does not have to be, you know, bringing them into your home and things like that. There's little things that you can do to plant seeds to try to start helping people feel like they are worth it, that they have hope, that there is hope for the hopeless. And that's pretty much, you know, what I wanted to touch on today. There's another verse here. It's Psalms 34:18-19. And it says, "The Lord is near to those who are discouraged. He saves those who have lost all hope. Good people suffer many troubles, but the Lord saves them from all. The Lord saves them from them all." And I trust and believe in that because, you know, just because you are a good person does not mean that you won't go through trials and tribulations. I've been through many trials and many tribulations in my life. And I do understand that when I am going through those things, and I've seen other, like, very, very strong people, you know, good-hearted people, faithful people, go through some of the most trying times and traumatic experiences. But through that, I've also seen the other side of the trials and the traumas. I've seen, you know, those who believe and those who endured, you know, actually come out better on the other side of their pain and their troubles. So you just have to, you know, continue to stay positive. And if you need help, speak to somebody, speak up. Don't isolate yourself. There's always somebody out there that is able to help you. And this show here is really honestly intended for any and everybody who feels the need that they have a place to go, that they can come on with their issues. We can discuss things. You can even keep it confidential if you don't want to say your name. You can call in anonymous. And let's just have talk, you know, because this is a healing circle for all of us. And I'm pleased to be able to run this show to help encourage and build our communities, you know, the women out here, wives, you know, single moms, women looking for marriage or looking for a relationship and getting, you know, a good understanding of what that looks like. A lot of times in family, this is all, you know, relevant because it takes a man and a woman to create. And once we, you know, have children and things like that, that's where family comes in as well, once you're grown and out away from your you know, your roots. But all of this matters when it comes to relationships. And knowing what you want, you know, being able to evaluate and not just take on anything and anybody, I believe that when you are in relationships that you need to be able to be healed within yourself before you take on another person. Because when you do that, you're bringing your issues and your stuff that is unresolved and vice versa for the other person. So you want to do a self-evaluation and self-care. And I say this across my whole entire audience and family and friends, you know, the days that we live in right now, family is going through a whole lot of trials and tribulations and stress and things like that. You know, marriages people are separating from their marriages, broken homes and things like that. You know, you have fathers hurting their children, you have mothers hurting their children, you have people out here shooting up innocent people, you know, and it all comes from something that's deep down within that person that has not been resolved. It could be anger, it could be rejection, you know, just insecurities, things like that, you know, and just having a black heart. And it's all coming from pain and hurt and everything, and then you go out and you spill it out upon everybody else. So that's why it's important to try to help and encourage and see and do not ignore warning signs, because warning signs will help save lives. And sometimes you have to do what you don't want to do, and that is to, you know, admit somebody into the hospital. Take them if you have to, if they trust you. You know, but do some of the things that may feel uncomfortable to you, because a lot of times what feels uncomfortable is the right thing to do. You'll have your gut feelings to tell you, no, this is trouble, this is danger, but then you'll have your uncomfortable feelings of, this is somebody I love, but I don't know how to help them. Sometimes you have to just, whether it feels uncomfortable or not, you have to go out and you have to help them. And, there's a lot of times I see, you know, friends of mine and stuff, and they're going through things. They're going through marital separations and divorce and, you know, work issues and things like that that are, you know, very, very heavy. You still got to go to work even though you're burdened with, you know, what's going on with you at home and things like that. And people can walk past you and not even know what you're really going through. I mean, so that's why I'm saying it's very important to have that support, you know, in that self-awareness and selfless love. I'm just 100% supportive of helping other people, encouraging other people, and help to healing, the healing process. And all it takes is for someone to be acknowledged, you know, and just giving them a word of encouragement can save a life. So I just wanted to thank everyone who is on today. I don't know if there's anyone here that would like to speak. I'm going to go ahead and turn on the mics. And if there's a question or a concern or anybody need any resources, please feel free to contact me. My email address is coachchanelb@gmail.com. And I can also be contacted at 484-250-2505. You can go ahead if you would like to purchase any of my books. I have four books. I have two that are three that are journal books, but I would truly recommend you going on to Amazon and just, you know, type in the search engine Chanel Budd, Budd, or you can also look at Chanel Rosebud, Rosebudd. But there's material content and everything out there for you all. I'm telling you, it's truly healing to know that there's other people out here that have been through trials and tribulations. And, you know, when you look at who they are and what they've been through and where they are today, that is another resource to let you know that there is hope and to stay encouraged. So I thank you all for listening this morning. I'm going to go ahead and wrap up the show. I will pray everyone out. So I'm going to go ahead and start my prayer, and then we can wrap it up. Heavenly Father, I come to you today, right now, Lord, just asking you to please guide, uplift, and encourage myself and all my listeners and our families, Lord, and everyone connected to us. I thank you for all that you're doing in this time, Lord, and I just ask you that you pour into anyone and everyone who is needing strength, comfort, and love. Lord, you asked and told us that we need to love. Love heals. And so I stand on the word of love, the action of love, and the need of love, Lord. And so I just ask you to protect everyone going through this whole entire week. Bless them, Lord. They're coming in and they're coming out, Lord. Be with them. You know the needs of us all. And so I just thank you right now, Lord, right now for everything that you're going to be doing and everything that you are doing. Bless our businesses. Bless our families. Bless our homes. Bless our jobs. Bless our children, Lord. Bless our increases, Lord. Block anything that would try to be a stumble or block in our way. I ask that every family member, Lord, of all of our listeners, if there is something that is going on, Lord, and they need healing, Lord, and if they're sick or afflicted, I just pray and uplift them right now and ask that you step in, Lord, because you are a healer. I believe in your healing, Lord. You are the number one healer. You are the doctor, Lord. So I just ask you to go ahead and just right now, Lord Jesus, and just heal. Just heal, Lord. Comfort, Lord. And pour into us strength, understanding, knowledge, wisdom, and all that we need, Lord Jesus. So right now, I'm just going to go ahead and just say thank you. And I'm ending the show right now. This is Coach Chanel Budd, and thank you all for listening, and I look forward to speaking with you next Saturday. There will be a special guest on the show for next Saturday, and you won't want to miss this show. She is an amazing woman and author. She's very, very professional. She has a lot of titles on her, but I will say this, minus all the titles, she is an extraordinary woman, and she's a blessed woman, and you will not want to miss next Saturday show, August the 17th at 10 a.m. Central. Thank you, and I look forward to seeing and speaking with you all soon. God bless.